It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Slow down and say that three times fast. But anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we are getting geeked for deer season here. And as part of the deer season geekiness, we often talk about guns. What you thinking, Barbecue Bob?
It's the gun show!
Right. Right. You can't do it. You can't do it in a you know, coliseum anymore because you can't have people together, so we're going to try to bring it to you right here in your living room or on your kitchen table.
We just want to take a chance to talk about guns because we love guns. And we've got some friends who make some awesome arms, friends that sell them, and we just love promoting good businesses and informing our listeners of maybe the latest, greatest thing on the market. And we have some really cool stuff lined up for you. I'm excited. I'm also excited to tell you that I got to get back to West Michigan Sawmill in Clarksville and pick up all my walnut and cherry. So I finally have the last of any trees that have been downed all cut up. So I have no more logs to haul. And I'm tucked in getting ready for winter now.
Right. So so this is raw lumber that you took off of your own property.
Yep.
And then you took it in and had it milled.
I get it milled, and I do what they call a random cut. And then
does that like maximize the wood in
yes,
the log? Then
exactly,
is that what that does?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And I got end up with always it was some really cool like 3 to 3 by 6 beams. I got a cherry. I'm going to say 4 by 7.
How long?
Beam that's about 16 feet long.
Oh wow,
it's gorgeous. So I want to make sure that dries nice and straight.
Right.
And I have you remember my old deck that I ripped off the front of my house a couple
right.
of years ago when I rebuilt? Well, I took that into the woods. And with a bobcat, and put it out in the woods in a clear spot I have, and I've been stacking lumber on that and
so
air drying it.
It's up off the ground,
yeah.
So you get air circulation all the way through
exactly. it. Exactly, and then I keep a tarp on it in the fall, so right now the leaves aren't going to be on it.
Chipmunk heaven there, baby.
And the winter, the snow won't be on it.
Right.
And then in spring, I'll pull the wet, leafy tarp off and let it dry all summer again.
Right. So does that stuff twist on you? I mean,
sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
But I have enough. It's a high enough stack now, and I'm probably doing it backwards because the stuff on the bottom is dry. I really need to restack the whole thing, but it's really a big stack, and it's a lot of wood. So it's just
for future use, whatever.
It's just
guys like me need a plank to make a project or something like that. Buy it from you, and it's kind of cool.
Well, you wouldn't buy it from me.
But I want that one on the bottom. So,
then you're just going to have to do some work.
Dig, boy, dig. Yeah, that's exactly
right.
Yeah,
I got a chance to do some tri-tip. I did the Cajun with...
Cajun grill, not a Cajun spice, right?
I did just really salt and pepper on it.
Yep. For those who don't know, the Cajun grill is a charcoal grill with a adjustable coal bed in it. Right?
It's a wonderful, wonderful device. We've had T-Gid on and his brother Greg. They're from Lafayette, Louisiana. But anyway, my Cajun is just one of my favorite pieces, and I'm always moving that solid fuel cooking section of mine around, and I'm glad I didn't put the roof on like I was going to because I'm totally redesigning it, and that whole back wall of the garage is going to be a covered roof.
I see.
So that other area was just too small. I wasn't feeling it.
It wasn't deep enough
There's
to get through.
There.
Right? It wasn't deep enough to get through because you had the deck rail on one side and the house on the other. It's only like 8 foot, and you put 3.5 foot of grill in there.
So now the roof
pinched.
Will go right out to the vineyard.
Right.
And it'll be cool. I'll have grills and then grapevines.
Right.
It'll be a little better.
You got some earthwork to do there.
I do. I have always work to do.
Yeah.
I went up to deer camp, up to Whipple Lake on Thursday, which was my day off. And I trimmed out the entrance way. And I got to make room for Big George to get back there.
Is that the name of the camper now? He's got a name, Big George, does he?
Yeah, they're called Georgie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And,
right. That'd be too easy
George
just to use
George is my
that.
Middle name.
Right.
So I think my kids named it something else. Some George Clooney or some
yours,
stupid
it's,
name.
It's yours.
It's Big George.
Right.
It's a big old bus. And there's stuff up on the roof, like radar, or not radar, but satellite, antennas.
So the man can follow you.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure the FBI's got trackers on me. But skylights and stuff like that that I don't want branches messing up.
Sure.
There's a luggage rack up there, a ladder. And, you know, you start getting into this. The thing is,
third bedroom.
Yeah. Hey, there's a good party deck up there. But you start getting into the woods, like just you've been out to my place a gazillion times. You lived there for a while. Crying out loud, you cut these trees down, and within a year, that tree is gone. But you look up and you can't see that it's gone because the other trees just go, excuse me, moving over, coming in.
Right.
And they just keep leaning in and growing into that opening. You know, they're always seeking out the light.
What light does, right.
So,
exactly.
So I got to get in there. And this is the tricky part because I was by myself and I just brought my little steel. I didn't bring the big chainsaw.
Oh.
And it was nice.
You made some firewood, did you?
It was nice weather this week. So
right.
It was good for cutting wood. But anyway. Yeah. I can't wait. Wednesday afternoon, I'm going to have the motorhome all loaded up and ready at Camping World down in 76 and 131 where
right.
I work. Paul's coming up from Hillsdale, Jonesville,
right.
with his truck, and he's putting his new mule on his trailer, so I don't need to mess with mine. And he's going to follow me up. We should be cracking a beer by 5:30.
Yeah, well, that's a good day. That's a good day.
Because we're going to wait till we get there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Or Chase Creek Smokehouse is kind of on the way, so you might just wheel in there to. Look, it's dinner time. We don't want to cook dinner the first night. We're just
going
to go to Chase Creek.
Got to get set up before dark.
What do you mean set up? All you're going to do is drive the thing in and put it in park, put the feet down. You ain't rocking that place too much on the first night anyway, are you? Come on now. But anyway, so you're going to deer camp next week. I'm going to be having a special guest host in with me, a guy named Brad Ensing. He's with Garrett's Appliance. We're going to talk holiday grills and gifts. It'll be right around Thanksgiving time there, so plan ahead, as well as he's a bourbon aficionado. So we're going to take a little trail, a little bourbon trail that we're going to go to.
He definitely likes his bourbon.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But I've been doing a little bow hunting. You all know that I've got some friends down in Chartucky. And
which is Charlotte, Michigan.
Right, yeah. If I'm lucky enough to have these guys that have deer ranches, they literally don't, but I mean, that's what they are. I go see 30, 40, 50 deer a night. I've yet to put the safety off on the crossbow, but I'm planning.
Well, you're better off sleeping with a safety on.
Right, yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun to go down, and when you see that many deer, it you start to get a little numb.
I have a vivid memory of first time I took Jop up north, and that's the time I forgot the tent poles. But I had bought these two. I still have mine. I don't know. You have your 22-foot ladder stand yet?
No. That's gone by the wayside.
Oh. Well, anyway, I bought these 22-foot ladder stands, and we're way up in the air in trees. And I look across the forest, and I see him sitting over there, and he's got his bow, and he's got all his camo on, and he's just,
must not be too good if you could see me across the woods.
His head's back, his mouth's open. He's just like really intense. He's trying to fake the deer.
Right, yeah. I was strapped in at that height, so there was no concerns, right?
No, that's what the bucks all said, too.
Right.
No
yeah,
concerns.
Right. All of them that ran underneath me. I'm sure that's just the case. But anyway, so.
I had to sleep. I didn't see a thing.
Right. So we won't be talking to you next week, but are you planning a bunch of food for there? Let's touch on that in the next segment, because I got a few things that I want to talk about. One of them is a brisket chili. I want to break down a little recipe and put some beef brisket in there.
But I have made plans for us in the next segment with a fella in Sparta, Michigan.
Okay.
And he is the maker of my future AR.
Oh,
so
okay.
We need to talk with a guy named Nick Ritz.
I like his name. Ritz. He's a ritzy dude.
Yeah,
from Great Lakes Firearms, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking AK-47s?
AR-15s.
I know. I'm kidding. But
anyway. No Kalashnikovs.
All right. So it's about to get loud up in here. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family has been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys, and we're having a little bit of fun this weekend. That first segment, I hope you were able to keep up with us, because we bounced all over. There were some rabbit trails there, baby. But anyway, back to a little more focus. This is the Gun Show, and Barbecue Bob, you've got one of our friends on the line.
That's right. We had Nick on. I think he told me last year, Nick Ritz from Great Lakes Firearms in Sparta, Michigan, one of Michigan's newest and most upcoming firearms builder. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Bob?
And you guys build a beautiful AR. You've got dealers all over Michigan that sell it, probably all over the country. But I found out about you, and of course, at Allen Bob's, and I have my name on one there. if it was a piece of pie in the case, I would have put my finger in the middle of it.
Right. But, so nobody else take it.
That's
yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen some cool ones there. It's the red, white, and blue, the Stars and Stripes edition and stuff. But just basically wanted to welcome you back to the show and have you tell our listeners all around Michigan, at least, about your weapons.
Yeah, so basically our weapons, they're built off the AR-15 platform. We obviously do the .223 5.56 caliber. We also do other variations of the caliber, being that Michigan's big hunting state. The straight wall cartridges we do, 450 Bushmaster, 350 Legend. Those have been big the last couple years.
I bet. So many states approved them for shotgun area.
Yep, and that's everyone nowadays seems like they got rid of their muzzle loader or their shotgun, and they have gone to either the 450 or the 350 to replace it just for an opportunity to have a little bit longer range gun. And, you know, there's so many things you can do with a platform as far as additions you can put on it, and it's kind of like a big kid's Lego set, but like I tell people, yes, make sure you're very safe with it.
So Nick, for those that don't know, and I might be one of them, when you talked about platform, explain that to us, please.
So, you know, a lot of guys will hunt with their bolt action guns, or, you know, they use this your standard semi-auto platform, which there isn't as much options with that platform as what you can do with it. So everything's built off from a standard lower, which is a mil-spec is what it's considered. So with that being said, you can, they've made it now so that you can put different calibers within that platform on your lower. So,
okay, so I think what Joppy's asking you is, does platform mean lower, and what is a lower? And I think a lot of people, when you say lower, I'm sure plenty of people don't, if they haven't ordered an AR, they don't really know what you're talking about. So what you're talking about is the actual mechanism you guys are building.
Correct. Yep. So the it's called the lower receiver. So basically the gun split into two halves. So there's basically two pins that hold the gun, the upper receiver to the lower receiver. The lower receiver is the serialized portion of the firearm that is that's the legal part of it. So if you have that lower, you can make different calibers out of that lower with a little variation on it as far as upper. So you could take your 223 gun that you have now, you could put a 450 Bushmaster on it, a complete upper receiver onto your lower receiver. Your lower receiver is always the piece that is the standard piece that you go by.
Okay, so Nick, I'm sorry, I want to expound on that one a little bit. So if I came to your company and I bought this lower half of the gun, can you sell me two or three different upper halves that a layperson can interchange? And I've got now a universal gun that I could use across several different platforms? Or is there, do you have to build it per piece?
Nope. So you come in, you do the paperwork like you would for any other gun, you buy your lower receiver. Okay, now we have different options that we can go with. We can go with a 223 upper. The only variation, if you buy the complete upper, typically is sometimes you have to have a magazine switch. So meaning like if you buy a 450, it has to be a different magazine from your 223. But all you got to do is push your two pins out, pull that upper out, swap the other upper onto it, and now all of a sudden you have a different caliber.
Interesting. Wow. Incredible versatility there.
Yes, yes. So that's why I think the platform has picked up steam, because a lot of companies now are starting to come out and design different calibers that can work off that lower receiver.
So we're going to have Merle Shoemaker on the next segment. And why would guys like him and the Alan Bob's crew and Jay Sporting Goods up north and all these other people that are buying your weapons, why are they having so much success, and why do they seem to like Great Lakes as much as it's obviously they do?
Well, one, I mean, we try to we pride ourselves on a firearm that's a quality firearm that's price point level is for you know, that it's for the masses more so. So we try to put the best quality we can on something that's going to be price point for the standard guy to come out. Like if you go and buy a Daniel Defense or some of these other guns, they are good weapons, but you're going to pay maybe $1,700, $2,000 for something. We want to get people into an affordable gun that is a quality gun, and we're also a Michigan-based company, so that's why I think a lot of people within our state specifically, they like to buy Michigan, you know.
I agree, and I've handled yours. I haven't shot one yet, but I've handled it a number of times because, like I said, I really am. I'm getting close. I'm on the precipice, as they say.
Who says that?
They.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. The quality feels wonderful. It's certainly all I ever need, and I grew up with an M16 that my uncle let me use for a while. So this is every bit as good as that Mattel piece Uncle Sam gave us.
Yep, and we try to focus on, you know, customer service as well. If, like I say, if anyone ever has an issue with anything that we build, it's a lifetime warranty. Feel free to get a hold of us. Let us know. We will take care of your problem. No questions asked.
That's cool.
Nick, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Nick, what's the lead time on something like this? If somebody wanted that's listening and they've got a Christmas gift that they're looking for one of their kids or dad or mom or whatever, when should they get a hold of you to have one of these things made?
Hold on, Jop. Let me stop you dead in your tracks.
Okay.
You don't get a hold of him. He's the manufacturer.
Ah.
So you go to Alan Bob's.
My bad.
You go to Alan Bob's.
Okay.
And they have a beautiful inventory. It comes and goes quickly. The ammo is harder than the gun. Am I wrong?
Yeah. So like, I try to tell people, hey, go to your local dealer, see if they already carry our product. If they do, have them place an order with us. If they do not, press them to say, hey, go out there, I'm interested in this firearm. Maybe you guys start carrying one or two and get them into here so that we can get some more firearms out there from a Michigan-based company.
Nice.
What are the odds you guys will ever make ammo?
The odds of it right now, we're pretty tied up with our manufacturing side of the firearms. Mm-hmm. Ammunition-wise, we have a new addition going on currently, so hopefully down the road here we might be able to move more into making the ammunition like we did. It's just times right now are so busy in the gun industry. I mean, we're setting record highs on what's being sold and new people buying firearms.
Well, Nick,
it's definitely keeping us busy.
Yeah, Nick Ritz, Great Lakes Firearms. We're on a hard out. His partner, Matt, I talked to last night, by the way. He's out in Montana, so nice of you to let him go hunting while you stay here and hold down the fort.
Yep, for sure.
That's awesome.
So they get something good.
Well, we look forward to meeting you.
All right.
All right. I appreciate it, Bob.
All right, thanks for your time.
Yeah,
all right.
Take care, guys.
Coming up next, I sit corrected. We're going to see where you can buy one of these things, and that'd be Al and Bob Sports in Grand Rapids. So we're going to be talking with Merle Shoemaker. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We had a nice conversation with Nick Ritz from Great Lakes Firearms. They're a manufacturer of firearms. You can't buy one there. But we, as luck would have it, we've got a guy on the live line right now where you can buy one. Right, Bob?
Yeah, just lucky.
Right, yeah.
Our long-term friend, Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports. Does that ring a bell to anybody out there, Allen Bob Sports? Merle, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. How you doing today?
Oh, gosh. It's that time of year when about a quarter of my stories start with Allen Bob, something or woven in there, whether it's a weapon or supplies or one of your employees or you or
boots.
Yeah, you know, this deer with an Allen Bob's logo on its butt, yeah. Something yeah. Like that.
There's a story somewhere out there that somebody helped you with a deer or something one day, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, yes.
I remember, but
one of your employees
from our store.
One yeah. of your employees,
right.
yeah.
Right.
That was too funny.
It's always somebody,
yeah.
Merle. You just know that. It's always somebody.
Right, right, right.
Hey, it's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon right there.
Right, yeah.
Right. Anyway, you guys, you've been around a couple of years. What, since 1947?
1959.
Oh, you're not as old as me then.
Right.
Yeah. Been at a couple of different locations.
Yep.
But, yeah, we moved to 68th Street in the beginning of 2018.
So Allen Bob Sports, Allen Bob Sports is a very old business, 61 years old. And it was on South Division for the longest time. And an iconic store. The neighborhood was maybe declining a little bit, but that store was just strong. And nobody ever robbed you. That's weird.
Place was full of guns and guys that knew how to use them.
Everybody's walking around with a hip weapon. But now you're on US 131, right near M6 on 68th Street, on the side of the freeway. It's like a up on a hill. It's you can see horse trailers and all kinds of stuff there, but it's Allen Bob Sports and
Millbrook Tack.
You're part of Millbrook Tack now. Yep. And you're
that is correct. And you know, we sit right behind the Marathon gas station. A lot of people, when they see us on 68th Street, they don't know exactly how to get back to our building.
But yes,
you pull through the gas station parking lot. That is our drive to get back to our building. So
you're nice. One exit north of me now.
Yep.
Just right. A mile away from where I work. So that's great. Jop?
Merle, we had on the show just in the last segment, Nick Ritz from Great Lakes Firearms. And want to talk a little bit about those because we can't get them from Nick. We got to get them from you. So do you guys keep a few of those around?
We do. We have a pretty good supply right now, and we have the 223s. We also have the 450 Bushmasters in stock, ready to go. And, you know, this year has been a challenging year, but so it's been a hard thing to get firearms at all, let alone some AR-15s.
And the ammo.
And the ammo as well, right. We do have a reserve of ammo for these guns that we're selling. So, you know, if you're going to buy a gun from us, you're going to be able to get some ammo for it.
That's smart.
But it's been in a challenging year. Great Lakes has done a fantastic job of keeping us supplied and keeping some of these weapons in stock, which has really been the biggest challenge this year. But you can turn these 223s into a 350 Legend if you'd like, and you know, it makes a great deer gun as well.
So you can, do you sell a kit, or we were talking a little bit with Nick in the last segment, but the ability for the owner to change this over from a 223 to a 350 if you just have the proper barrel in the top half of the gun. Is that something
right,
that
right.
we could get there?
Yeah, you can get 350 barrels. You can get complete uppers. Although, you know, it has been a little bit of a challenge with the 350. I believe I have a couple of barrels in stock right now, but we do have a lot of the 223s and the 450s. But you can, I don't have a complete gun in the 350s, but you can definitely change the barrel over and you're good to go. Turn that into a deer gun.
I got some nice pistols from you. Of course, my Bowtech bow. Jop got a great crossbow. I think I got a shotgun there, holsters. I've just, when it comes to weapons, you're just kind of like, it's easy to go into Allen Bob's and take care of business because you've always got some old duffer in there like me who knows what the heck he's doing. Now, I know about barbecue. I don't know about guns like your guys do. But
we definitely got some guys in here that can help you out with it, you know, and changing over, you know, those ARs and you know, swapping them around. There's so many things you can do with them, and it's such a great value, the Great Lakes, because they outfit those things with the right type of hand guard, the M-lock style hand guard, and you can put everything on them, you know, that you want to. So, and speaking of Bowtech, Bob, you know, I just want to let you know that we just got the 2021 models in, two of the 2021 models in already. So
that's a wonderful bow.
Bowtech bows for some people.
Yeah,
that's it, and they're great looking too.
I love the one that I got from you a couple of years ago. I have to shoot it a little bit more. I'm afraid I'm working 6 days a week, and I'm gonna be pretty ragtag when I get to deer camp. But I will be up there Wednesday night, and won't be too far from you. It'd be nice if we could meet in Baldwin for dinner, or at the Chase Creek Smokehouse some night. While we're talking about it, ammo, you have a way of letting people know when you get some ammo in, because everybody wants nines.
Yeah, and you know, everybody's asking for it. I'm receiving, you know, 20 to 30 phone calls a day for 9mm ammo and 5.56. And we get shipments in from time to time. But if they go to Alan Bob's on Facebook and like us on Facebook, we will post that ammo and we post those shipments on Facebook, so they'll get a notification when we have that ammo in and they can come down and grab it. So because there's we're not doing any special orders and there's no holds. Nobody's been able to do that because of the shortage of ammo.
So if you find Alan Bob's on Facebook, like the page, you're saying those notifications are going to automatically go to the subscriber then?
Yeah, as long as they have their notifications, you know, so set up so, you know, they're getting notifications.
I'm surprised Zuckerberg would let you peddle ammunition, a big lefty that he is. But
well, he hasn't got there yet. We don't want, you never know the way that things are going right now.
Yeah, don't get me started.
So Merle, this is the gun show, and you guys certainly have an unbelievably cool gun department, but you got a lot of other stuff going on down there. You carry a little fishing equipment too, don't you?
Yeah, we have a lot of fishing equipment, and right now, you know, we got to think about ice fishing already. So, but you know, it is, you know, beginning of November, and we have our ice equipment out and ready to go. And from what we've seen in this year, the way people have gotten out and done a lot of recreational things that they haven't been doing in the past few years because they've had some time, because they've had some money, they've been out in anything to do with the outdoors. So
let's do the ice
fishing season is going to be, you know, no different than that.
So let's do that ice fishing seminar outside. We got to have the Alan
Bob's seminar outside.
You got to have it. Got to have it. It's a tradition.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're going to probably have to wait a month before we even know, you know, who's president, the way it looks. But
Gretz shut you down.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen. And but, you know, we want to make sure that, we don't have the groups together and, you know, people aren't too fond of that. So, you know, when it comes to ice fishing seminars, you know, you got a lot of people packed in a small space, and we just got to be careful about that. So we're just going to do a wait and see on the ice seminar.
Good enough.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Merle, thanks for taking time with us, and keep up to all the great work. And if you need a handgun or a long gun, go to Alan Bob Sports.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys getting a hold of me, and it's nice talking to you guys.
Coming up next, another guy, if it's made in America or it ain't made at all. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and it's the weekend. And we've been talking guns, and I have to update you that our friend Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms was going to be on, but we just received notice that he's caught in a meeting. So we'll catch him another week. But anyway, so we're going to wing it from here, because we had a few questions we want to talk about with Anthony, but now we're going to talk about food.
Well, let's just fake it.
Right. Yeah.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Yes, Joppy?
Yeah.
No, we like Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons, but one of them is because when we were doing our fundraiser for Operation GI Barbecue, he donated some his beautiful American-made rifles. And if you don't know who Henry Repeating Arms is, They're the largest lever action arms maker in the world. So when you think of a nice classic lever action rifle, shotgun, anything, if it's lever action, it's probably a Henry. Right. And they're very high quality. They're made in Bayonne, New Jersey, or Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Right.
And Anthony was very generous and gave us some weapons to help us raise money. And the big fundraiser we did at Chase Creek Smokehouse was the most successful event we had.
Right.
And both of those rifles ended up going out there to some of my old high school buddies.
And he helped us raise thousands of dollars as a result of those weapons. I mean, they're wonderful, the stuff that he gave us.
So we like getting them on this time of year to promote Henry Repeating Arms. And, you know, you can actually go right to their website and pick out the weapon you want.
Right.
They're going to ship it to a gun store near you.
Right.
But it's
lots of dealers
cool.
have them. We just got off the line with Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's. They carry them. You can go down there and see a few. I'm sure that they have an inventory. So wonderful, wonderful rifles, and they're a lot of fun to shoot. I have a 30-30, and Bob, what do you have? A 45-70, right?
I do. I have a buffalo gun.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's because...
Because you hunt in your buffalo briefs. Well, I know you do.
I was... yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
I was planning a trip to Montana then, and that trip got canceled when my buddy started a business out there, and he just didn't feel up to it. Now he's invited me out since, and...
Right.
Gosh, this time of year, just, I got to go. I mean, I have the 45-70. He's got horses. Come on.
Oh, man.
It's total John Wayne.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I'm so ready to go fling some arrows and maybe fling a little lead. I'm going to get an abbreviated, like, 5 days of hunting. So it'll be like the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, maybe the morning of the 16th.
I see.
But then we're going to pack up the bus and head south again and hopefully have a trailer load of meat.
Venison, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know we're going to get a couple doe right off the bat with the bows because I wait every year and I screw around. But I have somebody with me that'll be hunting. So what I don't like to do is shoot a doe at night and have to track it by myself.
Right.
Because I got chased around by a big cat up there once, and I'm really not...
Well, the cat wanted the deer more than it wanted you. It's a lot tastier.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway...
I mean, I'm really worried about not being able to find the deer and wasting it.
Yeah.
But I also don't like that extra set of nighttime eyes on me.
Right.
It's nice to have my brother-in-law, Paul, with me because I can outrun him.
Right, yeah. Slow guy loses in that deal every time. Every time.
And if he is getting ahead, you just shoot him in the leg.
So let's talk a little bit. This is the Grilling Guys, and this is the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
What do you want to talk about? Food?
Right, yeah. So what are you taking to deer camp as far as food? What do you? I like to have a few things prepared ahead of time so that they're warm-ups. They're not full-on cooks. And one of the things that works really well is mac and cheese. You know, you make a big pan of mac and cheese, two things. It sticks to your ribs. And it's easy to reheat. You know, you take a serving of it and you just heat it up. You can put it over the fire in a skillet.
Well, I'll have a microwave this year.
Oh, well, then there you go. Even easier.
Yeah.
Even easier. Boy, that opens up a lot of
things.
That's
really weird, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, you know, everybody likes their mac and cheese the way they like their mac and cheese. You know, there's varieties of cheese.
That was
there's
profound.
Varieties of meat. Well, no, but I'm just serious. Is that you've got a favorite mac and cheese recipe, and I do too, and they're not the same, I'm sure.
No, right? I know yours.
Right. Everybody wakes up and starts messing with the mac and cheese, but we're on a little healthier kick around our house this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm going to say...
I'm surprised you would take mac and cheese.
Well, no, because I'm going to make it with Havarti cheese and broccoli in it. And then, so there is a little bit of health vegetables in there, and it isn't that Havarti cheese.
So there's a lot less macaroni,
right?
Or is there none?
Lower carb? No, 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 no. It's got macaroni in it, but not nearly as much.
Cut it in half and supplement.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah,
nice.
Yep, and you know, because broccoli with cheese on it is good. Macaroni with cheese on it is good. The theory was let's mix them up and do it together.
So is it broccoli or cauliflower?
No, it's broccoli. Broccoli,
you could do cauliflower
just
too.
Flora, if you liked cauliflower, but I can't stand the shit.
Well,
so, excuse my French.
Hey, yeah. This is the radio.
Yeah, if you like broccoli
yes.
or if you like cauliflower, I can't stand it, so it's not going in any of my recipes.
There you go. There's a good edit for the right. So, I have a recipe that I make for to cut down on our belly fat a little bit, and it is like mashed potatoes, and it's really half cauliflower.
Oh yeah,
and it's wonderful.
Right,
wonderful. You can't tell that it's not potato.
Right.
It's so good because I put Parmesan and garlic in it.
Yeah.
And they're just fantastic.
Yeah.
Especially if you put them on Maureen's big KitchenAid mixer and you just whip the snot out of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Breaks it. So the cauliflower is cooked to break it down, right?
Yeah.
With the potatoes.
Yeah, and I boil up some of these little golden potatoes. And,
right.
Oh, man.
And let me
put
tell
a bunch
you.
Of fresh garlic in there and about 5 pounds of butter.
Okay, so I'm done talking. I was going to say, I'm done talking the skinny stuff. I want to go a little bit heavier with the mashed potatoes because. You know what Borzen cheese is?
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it in mashed potatoes.
Oh, man. A whole one of those in about a 2-pound bowl of mashed potatoes. They make one that's garlic and chive.
Yeah, it's all you're all set. You don't have to put anything else in your mashed potatoes
if you put that in. It's so good. It's so dang good.
My daughter Emily turned me on to that about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's a huge fan of that. But so I'm not going to make I'm going to make chili. I'm going to make some of this chicken tortilla soup that I just made the other night, and I'm going to make some stew. The rest is going to be I'm pulling some steaks out of the freezer, or I'm going to Sobeys. I'm not sure yet. And I'm going to have taco meat. And, I mean, I got a full kitchen now, so it's going to be completely different for me.
Right.
Water. I'm thrilled. I'm not going to be, you know, filthy all
the
time.
Bam, the dude turned 63 years old, and it's soft. Everything just went completely changed.
No, I'll still be climbing 25 feet up in a tree.
Right.
I'll just
be able to. You don't have the little hoist up there going beep, beep when he's picking you up there? You're actually going to climb the ladder still. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
And that's not a ladder. It's, well, one's a ladder, two are ladders, and one is a pine tree with a ladder partially and then... Risk your life.
Oh, yeah. Well, going that one last.
And there's a hangar stand in the most perfect spot.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I don't even care if I shoot from there. It's just the view is phenomenal.
Right. So in your chili, I might say if you've got any brisket, you know, when you cook a whole brisket, you get 5, 6, 7 pounds usually left over after you've done a meal. That's an excellent meat. That smoky taste of that brisket is excellent in a bowl of chili. If you've got some in the freezer, it works perfect for that. Kind of rehydrates it a little bit after it's been in the freezer, and it's just I really enjoy. And then the other thing that I might do is to get a little more of that smoky flavors, I might put some barbecue sauce in my chili that's got brisket in it just to give it a little bit different flavor and make it a little more like I cooked it on the smoker the night before.
I would tell you that if you smoke a chuck roast, you might like it even better in a brisket.
Yeah.
As far as chili.
Yep. A little fattier. Yeah. Yep. Nice.
It's a softer meat.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Brisket can be a little firm. All right. Coming up next, we're going to hit two or three additional recipes for taking a deer camp. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Today's man law. On a road trip, the strongest bladder determines pit stops, not the weakest.
Oh, that's terrible.
And deer camp is nothing. What is it if it's not a road trip?
Right. That's all
it is.
It's
not deer camp.
Right.
Yeah. It's a reunion.
Exactly. Speaking of deer camp, one of the things that I always bring to deer camp, and they're super simple, and I need you guys to consider them too, is I go over to our friends at Sobey's Meats, and he sells a kielbasa that's called Parkside. It's wonderful, but any kielbasa will work. Take it out of the casing so you've got ground meat, all right? Hard-boiled egg. Peel the hard-boiled egg. Put a dollop of that sausage in your hand. Flatten it out, and you want to pack it around it like a snowball so there's none of the egg showing, okay? So now you've got a hard-boiled egg inside of kielbasa, okay? Put that stuff in the oven. Put it on your smoker. I don't care how you get it heat, but I do it on the smoker because then the oil's outside, the smoke's outside. But you cook that down till that sausage is done. And I'm going to say, depending on the heat, half hour to an hour. But you'll see it firmed up and it won't move at all, right? It's cooked, all right? You can take those things out of the oven. You can wrap them in foil. They'll keep for a week. It's cooked as long as you keep them cold. Every morning when you get up to go to deer hunting, take one of those out. Bob's got a microwave now. Throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds. Wrap the tinfoil back around it and put it in your pocket. You got breakfast to go, sausage and eggs. They're wonderful.
You just got to, he's emphatic about that.
Oh, I love those things, man. It's one of my favorite things.
He's loving it.
Right. Speaking of more eggs, man, do you make deviled eggs? I love deviled eggs, too. I'm an egg guy. And those will keep for 4 or 5 days, too, in the fridge.
Yeah.
So another great thing. See, I
know what's a lost art also?
What's that?
Egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah.
Right. I love them.
White bread, man.
The kids don't even know what they are anymore.
Right. On white bread.
Unless you go to Sobey's, then they even have bologna salad.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, dude, Saturday night before, what's opener? Sunday?
Sunday's the 15th.
Okay.
Right.
The night before opener, I will be at, or maybe Friday night. I got to figure it out. Either next Friday or Saturday night, I'm going to be at Chase Creek Smokehouse. Because I want to take my brother-in-law and Big Ted over there and just get some. They've got, and we won't go with a heavy meal because it'll be 7 or 8 o'clock at night by the time we get there. And but they've got, oh, dude, they have a Philly steak sandwich.
Oh, it's wonderful.
That is so stinking good. I'm going to probably have to get that or a Reuben. But that Philly steak sandwich, dude, it's one of the best I've ever had.
Yep.
And I've had a bunch of them.
Yeah, Chase Creek is in US 10 and 131, about 5 miles to the west of that intersection in northern Michigan by Reed City. And if you've not been there, it's a great little road trip from Grand Rapids where we are. It's a little over an hour.
Yep.
And it's fun.
So we'll be there. I'm going to say Friday night. If you're listening on UPS or whatever station you're listening on, if you can get to Chase Creek Smokehouse Friday night, you can buy me a beer.
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you're a hunter, get in and out of your tree safely. Wear a strap when you're up there so you don't fall out when you fall asleep. And we'll be talking to you next week.
See ya.